hello, everybody, and welcome to Girls Night with Raven and Alexis.
Hello.
We are so sorry for the delay this week. I mean, it's been a crazy week.
A rough week.
In the world.
For everyone. Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been having really bad anxiety to do this podcast because I'm always like the comic relief in the group or like trying to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. And I just get uncomfortable talking about like anything serious, but there's no comic relief in this situation. And I just feel like it would be tone deaf of us if we did not speak about what's going on in the country.
Agree. And we're still going to have a fun podcast today. However, we just wanted everyone to know that we stand in solidarity with the Black community, that we are listening, that we are trying, that we care, and this is very important to us. And we are both continuing to grow together. We're both learning. We've had many, many conversations with our friends and family, and we both are trying to be better, and hopefully throughout all of this in 2020, we will come out on the other side even better and stronger than ever, united and fully have equal rights for everyone.
I love it. I also read this thing on Instagram because, you know, every podcast we're like, 2020 is canceled, like, fuck yeah. 2020, like, because next year
no one has anything good to say about 2020.
Yeah. But I read this thing on Instagram and I was like, this is actually something positive. So I'm going to read it for all you.
I love it. Let's do
ladies
it.
Ladies and
give
gentlemen.
Give us some positivity.
Okay. What if 2020 isn't canceled? What if 2020 is the year we have been waiting for? A year so uncomfortable, so painful, so scary, so raw that it finally forces us to grow. A year that screams so loud, finally awakening us from our ignorant slumber. A year we finally accept the need for change, declare change, work for change, become the change. A year we finally band together instead of pushing each other further apart. 2020 isn't canceled, but rather the most important year of them all. This is by Leslie Dwight.
I love that. That's really inspirational. That is like, that puts things into perspective that things can get better and hopefully we're moving in the right direction.
I hope so, too. It's not enough to not be racist. We all have to be actively anti-racist.
Yes, I agree. And we want our listeners to know that, yes, we talk on this podcast and you hear us talk all the time, but we are also actively listening and we want to hear about your experiences and what you're going through. So please never hesitate to contact us. You know our DMs are always open for you guys. And we want to spread some love and light to you. We're with you and we stand with you guys and we're here for you guys. All right, guys, this is going to be a really, really fun podcast. And our next guest, which we have not had a guest.
Yeah, you're our first guest.
Well, she's your first guest. She was here when Adam and I were here.
Okay, whatever. That doesn't count.
Everyone loves her so much that she's back. Oh. And Brittany, you just do so much. Please do your own introduction. Plug yourself. Tell us where you are. You told us you just had a really important conversation. Like, let's hear it, Brittany.
Raven. You're such a doll. The Leo that we know you to be. I can't wait for us to get back into your astrology. You're so sweet. But I am so honored that you guys are having me back not really back. It's like you guys are doing a whole new thing.
Yeah, it's Girls Night.
Now it's Girls Night. It used to be Date Night. Now it's Girls Night.
Yeah, it's so much better.
It's like a girl power vibe. Yeah, I'm very
Adam's
excited.
Adam's gone and I'm here.
Yeah.
So.
It's Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I host a television show called Be Zen, which is on ABC here in Dallas, and we talk about mind, body, spirit stuff. And one of my favorite hobbies, something I've been into for a long time, is astrology. And okay, I'm going to announce it here. I have not announced this yet, but my other friend Raven, another Raven, I only know like two Ravens.
That's so crazy.
And y'all are both like in this space.
Really?
Yeah, that's Yeah, there's like a spirit thing with that, though.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
name Raven, like all about speaking. Yeah, we can get it. That's, again, I digress.
Does she have dark hair?
No. So Raven Brinson is the 106.1 Kiss FM midday host.
Oh, I hear her all the time. Hair. And people are like, are you on the radio? I'm like, no, that's not me.
I was just saying,
yes. You guys need to meet. We all need to go out for drinks.
Yes, I'd love that.
So she and I are co-hosting an iHeart podcast called Loveology about relationships and astrology.
I'm there.
I'm listening every week. We're gonna have you guys on.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Love it.
So anyway, so that's what I'm doing these days. Just all about the mind, body, soul and astrology. And yeah, so I'm excited to
I check my horoscope every single night at 12 o'clock.
Brittany's going to be your best friend.
Yeah, I'm like so creepy.
You're going to have to text me. I'm going to give you my number.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what do you think? Well, Aries vibes. I also saw that you have an Aries tattoo on your wrist. I saw that a mile away. Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God. What?
That is so
When I was on The Bachelor, Nick Vile asked me if this was a mustache. And I was like, this guy's not for me.
Not the soulmate yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I just have to say, this was off record. So last time Brittany was here, we went out to eat. Or actually, I think we had chips and salsa and drinks down the road. And Adam and I asked her to do our wedding date or the astrology for our wedding date. And she nicely, in the nicest way possible, this was before COVID and everything, in the nicest way possible, she said, is there any way you can change your date? Like, is it set in stone? And I was like, no, invitations are out. And she's like, well, it'll still be great. It'll still be beautiful. She's like, are you sure? This is like not, basically she was saying this date ain't it for you.
How did you know?
Okay, even hearing this back, I'm cringing. But no, it ended but not it happening, was so which true. Is crazy. But yeah. It's because, so, okay. Like, I love astrology and I'm very into it, but like.
Do you see the future also, like that's a Raven?
I wish. Oh, wait. Okay, that's weird. That's a weird little tie-in, guys.
No, but I'm kind of psychic a little bit.
That's psychic. No, that, I think.
I'm a little bit psychic.
Not just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I brought like a little bag of tricks of like, I don't know how into this you guys are, but I have like tarot cards, spirit animal cards. If you don't like it, we don't have to do it.
I just don't want to know that, like, Tyler's not my soulmate, and then I just wasted, like, 3 years of my life.
Oh, my God.
Well, just so you know, if you ever wanted to test it, that would be a way.
Okay.
But, no, I was, like, I was super – I can't believe I did that, but
No, but you were so sweet when you said it. So please don't think that I took offense to it because I didn't. You were just so sweet. And I was like, oh, my gosh, on our actual wedding day, it was so weird, too, Brittany, because – I told Adam, I was sitting on the couch and I was like, Adam, do you remember Brittany said this about our wedding date? And like, thank goodness, like she told us that and like, it just didn't happen. She basically told us this was not going to work. And he was like, yeah, that's so weird. And you messaged me right when I said it.
Okay.
To Adam, he messaged me.
You might weird. Be an angel.
I don't know. It's...
No, you might be you're an so angel sweet. Sent from above no, that knows so all great. The answers.
Oh, my.
So okay, I'm so happy you're here on Girls Night because I need some answers for my answers. Life.
Yes, and when I'll you start your podcast, all of our listeners go listen to Brittany, and I'm sure you're going to take, like, listener questions about love astrology and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
well, I'm so excited for you.
Thank yes.
You. And we better be it. On, bitch.
You're coming. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah. I'm glad that you feel the same way because, yeah, you guys are going to be our first guest.
Okay,
I said it here. Raven, I know you're on board.
Yes, 100%.
I'm going to speak for both of us. Well, yeah. Well, I was talking to the other Raven, but yeah, you too.
Oh, yeah,
so even same. More so meant to
both
be.
Both of us, two Ravens, funny. Raven squared.
Book of the Month is a fun book subscription that offers 5 new and early release books to choose from each month. Our editorial team chooses the books, vetting them from hundreds each month. Members choose the book they want and can add up to 2 additional books if they want. Book of the Month is commitment free. You can skip any month you want as many times as you want. It's a great way to branch out into new genres or styles. Many members say they wouldn't have tried something new if it weren't for our featured books. We support up and coming authors, especially debut writers, and highlight new and diverse backgrounds. Your first month's book is just $9.99 with code NIGHT. That's $9.99 with our code NIGHT. Right now is the perfect time to join Book of the Month because it's a perfect stay-at-home activity. I'm so excited because I'm getting my first Book of the Month, A Burning, which I'm so excited to read. So get on it, ladies.
Okay, I'm so excited for Brittany to talk about your horoscope.
Oh, wait, why do I have to go first?
Oh, she's done me, but I
just done you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just let me know what you want to know. Oh, but what I was going to say about the thing with your wedding. So just to circle back to that, Susan Miller is like this world-renowned astrologer. Have you guys heard of those like Venus at Fleur, like flowers that like the Kardashians have? And like everybody kind of, it's like the celebrity staple thing. They like last a year.
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. And I know who Susan Miller is too.
You do? Okay. Because she did a collab with them.
Oh, I didn't know that. But
she's
very
well-known. And she's like one of these astrologer people who's like her mom taught her. She's like second generation. Her mom studied for all these years. Anyway, that's probably the only reason I had the boldness to say that, because I read it on her website. Which is astrologyzone.com.
Gotcha.
Like the last. You should just like check that out. If
you'll
you,
be
you
the
know,
next Susan
anything.
Miller, don't you worry.
Well, I'm working on it, girl. Thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
I got you.
Thank you for supporting my dreams. Okay, so Alexis, would you like to know about
Well, first things first, can I ask you how you got into this? Because like obviously I'm me and Raven and I are obsessed with astrology. Like she
you
made
are?
Me download this app called Cosign.
CoStar.
And
but I will co-sign that.
Yeah.
Oh wow, dad joke. Sorry.
Yeah, my dad would probably make that joke. But no, I'm kidding. But I read that, and then I read my daily horoscope just on your phone every single night at 12 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, it's like creepy. It has a daily reminder. It like sends on my phone like reminder at 12 o'clock. I'm a night owl, so I'm usually up to like 2 o'clock. But like if it says like you need some rest today, I'm like, Tyler, I can't do anything today. I have to like lay in bed all day because my horoscope said
I need
that I need to rest. Mm-hmm. So like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you like how you got into it. I'm sorry.
Oh no. That's I've been into it like ever since I can really
remember.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think maybe in college I got really into it.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
But I was born on – so I also – okay. So I'm also into, like, numerology, and I like to combine them. Like, this is what I did for you and Adam.
Yes.
So you take, like, someone's, like, day of birth, and that's, like, a numerology thing, which Pythagoras started that, like, back in the day. I have a philosophy major. I don't know. It all kind of, like, goes together in a really weird sort of way that makes sense that I could explain maybe, like, another
time. In layman terms, yeah.
When we're all having a margarita.
Yeah.
But basically – when you kind of like look at all the things together, there's like a pattern in life, right? There's like cycles, like how, you know, the moon has cycles, the ocean, the tide comes in, it goes out. We're having a cycle of life right now that you guys just spoke about. It's just everything's about change, evolving and growing, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
So I believe that. And I don't know. It really resonates with me. Always has. It started like a hobby, and then now it's like becoming like a real thing. So I just go with it. I just love it. And people seem to think that it, you know,
yeah,
seem
like
to connect
my boyfriend,
with it. Like, that's true. So
my boyfriend is so like, he doesn't believe. I'm like, what sign are you? Cause I like
what
look up
sign,
our
sign though.
He's a Leo. So Raven and Adam are Aries and Leo, and Tyler and I are Leo,
okay,
Leo
okay,
and Aries.
Okay, this is some karmic.
So, well,
this is
Raven's
some energy here.
Raven's the Leo, Tyler's Leo, I'm the Aries, Adam's the Aries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just so crazy because when I read my horoscope, not every day, but most days, 99% it affects to my life. And like when I read things about what an Aries is, that is me.
You're so
Hence
Aries.
Why I have a tattoo that Nick Vile called a mustache.
So. Yeah, he just didn't get you. And as an Aries, you know, you can't even entertain someone who doesn't get you.
Yeah,
so.
I was just like, whatever. And then I was going like this. Well, you guys can't see me, but never mind. Okay.
So I've been listening to your podcast because I'm a fan. I love you guys. I've been listening ever since date night.
Aww, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, no, I love you guys.
Has it been better since Adam's I came on?
Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, I'm going to take a drink on that one.
Yeah, it's fine. Me too.
But just like an Aries, right? So but when I was listening to it, and then Raven, when you messaged me, I was like, I bet she's an Aries. Because that's really like, you have such fire and energy. You're a trailblazer. That's really just what you bring to every situation. You're on fire. You're just like, you don't hold back.
Oh my God, I love this. I want to like, you're boosting my ego.
Well, it's
my
just,
vagina's
you know,
dancing.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I
know,
like it.
If that
That's a good thing.
But
yeah.
That is a great thing.
Tyler hasn't given me much attention lately, so I really this maybe.
Does he listen to this podcast?
No,
because as a Leo, that would really you know. He doesn't listen. Ego.
I do my job. He does his job.
Mm. Okay, so wait, I have a question. Since you guys both have the same dynamic in your relationships, do you notice that? Is that real? Like, do you notice like the Leo Aries dynamic? Do y'all get advice from each other?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Because yeah. But Adam and I are not very similar. We are. Like, we're always needing to do something,
mm-hmm.
but Adam's, like, very punctual, very, very structured.
That's when numerology comes
very,
in.
Very, mm-hmm. What's another
she
word?
Knows. I'm she here. Knows. I'm with you.
She's like, going to be our third host.
Adam is very structured, punctual, and, like, what's that other word? Another word for him. Just something I'm not.
You're so, very free-spirited.
I'm very go with the flow. I don't really care. Like,
To a degree.
Yeah. I don't really, but like, for example, like I'm very go with the flow. Adam's
let,
very.
Let Brittany tell you about
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, tell, because clearly I don't know.
No, you're so funny. But I love hearing this because like, it's interesting to see. Okay. So first of all, it's kind of rare that you guys are like such good friends and co-hosts and then you have the same dynamic in your relationships. That you each are dating, you know.
You want to hear something crazy, Brittany? Are you ready?
Of course I want to hear something crazy. Yes.
Alexis is born on my brother's birthday.
What? Okay, yeah.
Our name, Tracy, spelled the same way, legally.
What?
And they were both born on the same day, our mothers.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone important in our life is born in April. And we're the first time we ever met, we connected, and we're like, we're going to be friends for life.
Yeah, like, everybody was talking shit about me night one when I showed up in the shark costume, dolphin costume, in night one of The Bachelor, and Raven was like, I want to be friends with the dolphin shark. And we just connected instantly.
And then we moved to Dallas together.
Our lines are just very parallel.
We moved to Dallas the same time.
Was it like as friends or was it just like
no,
random circumstances?
For our boyfriends.
What? Yes. Okay, you guys, come on.
Yeah.
So we just have like this mm-hmm. thing.
God like, brought us together.
She always sure. says God brought us together.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yes. I totally believe that.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Okay.
And we're real like. We read each other's minds. Like, I just knew what she was about to say before she said it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my sister was with us, and she was like, okay, guys, you need to clarify. Even Kevin will be, like, producing our podcast, and he'll be like,
wait, what's
wait,
that mean?
Wait, guys, you need to, like, clarify, because me and Raven will just be like, you remember that time?
Yes.
and like, you're just, like, laughing, because you both are, yeah, that's so
it
funny.
It can be
everyone
very enigmatic.
Like, yeah, we're so yeah. left out.
To the casual listener.
Yeah, right. And Kevin's like, no, guys, you need to clarify what's going on. Yeah. But we just read each other's minds.
That's so cute, though. And, like, that's such a good friendship to have. So I did get a little, I dug in a little bit. So I'm not really surprised to hear that. Because do you guys believe, or are you, like, open to the possibility of, like, past lives or anything?
I'm open to that.
I'm open.
Okay.
I'm more scared, but I'm open. Because
you never know, right? Okay, so there's this book called Jan Spiller. I actually have it with me. I can show y'all later, actually. It's in my little bag. And she has created this system. She's passed on. But she created this system, and she's like a really, really well-known astrologer. And you can basically go to her website, and you can put in your birthday and someone else's birthday, and you can see if there are any past life connections. Now, I would think that was a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've done it many times, and it has always been right. Like, it's crazy, like, how much it's just
Can
it's
you give
right.
the listeners the website so they can
yes,
look,
I can.
Look into mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, look mm-hmm. it up.
So did you do Raven and I's?
I did. That's
okay, so good.
And you guys have, like, three past life connections. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is insane. This is meant to be. You guys were meant to start the podcast together.
I wish people could see Alexis's face. Like, I just wish people could, because I knew you were going to have this face the whole time with Brittany.
I'm also feeling really bad.
It's JanSpiller.com, you guys. Just go to JanSpiller.com. And then her book is called Cosmic Love.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just wanted our listeners to know so they can, like, go
look it up if they wanted to.
Look up.
Yeah.
But you guys are, like, you have a lot of links. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, tell us
that
everything.
You, like, can read each other's minds.
Yeah.
Because you guys knew each other in a past life. According to this website and this system of thought, which I think is really true.
Yeah, okay, so tell the website.
It's so nuts.
And then
she did. She told the website.
Oh, sorry.
She's getting nervous. Cut. Alexis is, like, getting nervous.
Are you getting nervous?
She's a little sweaty, hot. She's like, she's nervous.
You're getting
about,
sweaty and hot.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the coffee that made me sweaty and hot.
Okay.
It was the coffee.
Take a tequila shot.
Okay.
Before she tells us, take your tequila shot.
I mean,
shot.
It is girls' night, you know.
True. It is girls' night.
At what other time should you? Okay. You guys. Okay. I found it. I found it. Okay. So according to this school of thought, everybody comes into your life for a reason, right?
Season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Amen. Preach
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I love
and
it.
So, and so with you guys, you definitely came into each other's lives for a reason. Because you also have like some past life connections, which it's supposed to, when you find that, it just reinforces like what you're bringing to each other. It's supposed to like make you pay extra attention to this person. So Alexis, your energy falls into Raven's fifth house, which is the house of creativity, fun, love, romance. It's like, if you go on like a shopping spree and you get like a purse or something, like you're having fun, it's like lighthearted and free. That's what you bring to Raven. It's like
absolutely.
That energy of joy.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Like yeah. a lot of joy. And that's what you're meant to bring to her.
Yeah.
Right? And then Raven, what you bring to Alexis is in her 10th house, which is career and
Whoa.
Notoriety.
Alexis, I literally have chills. I literally have chills.
I love this. I love to see it. Like, it still shocks me.
I literally.
Do you guys think that's true?
I call Raven maybe 50 times a day, and I'm like, about my business, because she's been in retail for like 10 plus years, 5 years. I don't fucking know. But I'm in my second year, so like my dumb questions are like so easy to her. But I call her legit maybe 50 times a day. I'm like, how do I do this? How do I do this? And like, she knows all the answers.
Like, a lot of people don't know this about Alexis, but she's very about her business mm-hmm. and she's wanting to learn, wanting to grow. And so like, we like feed off of each other in that way.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I'm learning every single day, but Raven has been like basically a free mentor for me for my career. Cause
okay.
That's weird.
Keep going.
That's
keep
so going. Cool. You guys,
I think I forgot to put deodorant on. So
See, if you
sorry,
go
Kevin.
Procedure, you won't have
no, I think I
What's
put it
procedure?
On my. I think I put it on
we
my.
Need
right.
to know. Okay, this is. Okay.
I put it on my right armpit, but I didn't put it on my left.
It's okay.
So, Kevin, you're good.
You're welcome, Kevin. You're
I think
safe. For
I
now.
Actually did the same thing today. I just realized.
You know what?
Courtney
they were working
Matthews
in my
did
bathroom.
The same
thing
all the energy
get to my,
going on here.
I know. Dang.
Courtney put one deodorant. On one arm today, too.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Okay. Anyway,
really?
Courtney, the one you met.
All the soulmates.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Oh, I love Courtney.
Yeah. She's in town.
Oh.
Anywho.
Well, that's crazy. You guys have a lot of soulmate energy around here. You must be old souls. A lot of past life stuff.
What's Hylee? Hylee is an app where people can find memorable communication and find any interaction or relationship based on mutual respect. That's why their main features make the first steps of getting to know each other super easy. They have unique features like compatibility check and a personalized quiz for the compatibility check. And there's 40 questions that refer to a user's relationship, orientation, personality traits, lifestyle, communication style, and some other personal preferences like sex, religion, and values. The users can check the compatibility with any person before even matching with them. They also have icebreakers. Every user gets a list of custom and fun icebreakers, which can make it easier to open the conversation. Every user also gets detailed insights on their profile and stories, how many people viewed your profile, and who liked them. And there's also other feature requests where all users are welcome to share their ideas about new features they'd like to see on the app in the feature request section. All the other users can upvote the features if they want the Hylee team to implement them. So if you're looking for your perfect match today, head over to Hylee.com. That's Hylee.com to find your perfect match. That's Hylee.com, Hylee.com to find your perfect person.
Okay, so then... In other news, you guys also have a conjunction with the North Node and the Moon, which is really cool because that means that's where you're like So your north node is like where you're heading in this life. It's like your highest expression of yourself. And the moon is your emotions. So like that's a very deep positive energy to have. Like, so Alexis, you're the north node energy, and Raven, you're the moon energy. So Raven, it's your emotional being, your emotional way of acting and being and showing up in life inspires you, Alexis, to open up your heart even more as well. And like, so you grow with Raven as she opens her heart to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does. I basically always say I'm going to be Raven in 2 years.
No way.
Like engaged with a house and
a dog.
Yeah. And a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are like kind of working like always in tandem, like on the same path.
We're always on the same path. I'm just a little behind. She's same driving path. A Maserati. I'm driving my Honda Accord. No, and I'm just trying to speed up.
No. Same
oh
path.
Oh, my gosh.
Same life path.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, like, you know, I always love when you see things like this because it's like, it just shows you, like, there really is a plan for things. Like, yeah. That's so nice.
That's comforting.
Reassuring.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, that's so cute that you guys, and y'all are really living that and, like, supporting each other, which is awesome. And then, Alexis, your Neptune, which is a sign, it's like a planet that rules, like, the emotion, but more in a way that's, like, about, like, change and growth and kind of, like, learning to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. And so you bring that to Raven's life so that she can expand in that way and grow in that way, which gets her closer to her goals. Because once she learns how to be more comfortable, she can take on more, like, difficult things.
Yeah, because Raven's an introvert and I'm an extrovert, so yeah. I'm always pushing her. I'm like,
she's always pushing me.
I'm like, are Raven, who the fuck cares? Like, yeah. I literally slide into everybody's DMs, like, if they want hoops. Like, I don't care. Raven's like, I'm like, go up to them. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I push her.
Yeah, she does.
That's
she
cool.
Does.
Even like when we do like bachelor events, like I'm like, hi guys, I'm Alexis. And then like so drunk and annoying. And Raven's like, but everybody comes to see Raven,
no,
not me. So
that is not true.
But I'm always like the one like, come on, we got to just go talk to everybody. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. She pushes me.
I push her.
Well, you guys are a really good team because you both have different strengths and weaknesses.
Very yes. true.
Right. And uh-huh. it like. It's equal and opposite in different ways. So you guys both bring something really strong to the table, which is cool. And like that's the basis of any like really, really positive friendship.
Yeah. Yes.
So both of you guys, I don't know, we're all going to have to stay tuned because this podcast, I mean, you guys are killing it. I mean, who knows what's going to come next?
We're going to get
gonna keep building and building.
We're going to get an Eat People's Choice Award. I already have my outfit.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And I already know what hair.
2021.
Yeah, 2021.
It's all happening.
And then I'm going to get, I have a high ponytail with red lip.
Oh, so cute.
With my hoops. I already know what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Raven, we have to like semi-match because when we get on stage, when we win.
We have to be cohesive.
Yeah.
What does the dress look like?
No, it's like a jumpsuit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a pantsuit.
And you already know what it is too. Oh, okay. See, this is more confirmation. Soulmates.
Yeah. No, I'm going to wear a red jumpsuit because red is my color.
It's the color of Aries too. Mm-hmm. You knew that though. You already have the tattoo.
No, I didn't know that.
You did it?
But red I just think red looks so good on me.
Okay, it is does. The color of Aries.
It is your power color.
It's your power color. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
She knows. She knows
me
what's
and
up.
Brittany are like over here like, yeah.
We're like, yeah, that's why.
Like, do you want to be on her podcast? Like,
yeah, I mean.
Oh, they're fighting now?
Yeah.
When an Aries and a Leo fight, I'm even terrified of that.
No, I dated.
Because y'all are fire.
Oh, Leo's a fire?
Both mm-hmm. of you guys are fire.
Oh, well, I dated an Aries, though, and that was bad.
Double Aries?
Double Aries is like,
wow.
We burnt the house down.
I bet.
So that was just not good.
I was going to, never mind.
No, you have to say it.
I was gonna say, in good and bad ways, but like you're in a relationship now, so you know, I'm holding
yeah,
myself
back. He like literally is my ex-boyfriend, like from
yeah,
high school.
Whatever. See, I'm a Virgo. I'm all, like, sensitive and emo.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. We have to let it overlook it, please.
Your sister would love Brittany.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. You have to – my sister's obsessed with astrology as well. So
really?
You have to meet her.
Yeah, we'll be friends for sure.
Sorry, I'm peeling all over my body.
I understand. You got some
sun. I got some poisoning.
You did?
Yeah.
Ow.
So I'm just, like, a peeling mess right now.
Well, she's Aries. She's got the fire burning hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's burning.
No, but it's so annoying because my boyfriend is Mexican, so he gets so dark and tan, and I'm just like...
And you try to keep up?
Yeah, I try to keep up, and yeah. I can't. And I literally got sun poisoning. My forehead was, like, raised, like, 5 inches the other day. And I was just like... And his whole family was like, I think you should stay out of the sun. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. Meanwhile, they're all, like, legit getting, like, the most...
Best tan
mm-hmm. ever. And I'm just like... Not okay.
Yeah, no. That's so sad.
I sent a nude to Raven. That's how comfortable we
are. That's true friendship right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I sent it to like 5 other people too. I should just post Aries it on my vibe. I should just post it on my
Instagram. Put on your story. Yeah. Just
my body looks good.
Your body looks amazing.
Like,
Aries, I can't take it. You guys, I cannot take it.
I look ripped.
Yes.
My boobs look amazing.
Yes, they
but
do.
But one nipple's like harder than the other, which is like awkward.
It happens.
Yeah. One nipple doesn't get hard for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my probably
right,
the...
Because the boob job?
Yeah. Exactly.
I love the look on your producer's face right now.
Yeah.
I just need to let the listeners know that our producer is wearing a blue navy shirt with sailboats
they need
on
to
it.
Know.
And he came
summer
in.
Summer shirt.
You guys need to know.
No, and he has sunglasses. Well, he walked in with sunglasses on.
And he just stood there, and we were like, whoa.
Yeah.
But he had a vibe when he walked in. It was the shirt, but it was also the vibe with the shirt.
It was the vibe we needed. It was the vibe.
I wasn't expecting to have a vibe.
It was an energy.
It was an energy.
It was a great energy.
We all saw it.
On my way in, I caught my reflection in the window, and my fly was totally unzipped.
Oh.
So I'm glad I caught that, right? That would have thrown off my vibe when I came in.
Yeah. It would have killed the vibe. Yeah.
It would have killed the vibe.
Yeah.
Speaking of the vibe.
Why did you need to know where I was born?
And that was so I could really, you know, find out the real info. Okay. I had to investigate.
Yeah.
I can't just come here with some random fool information. Like, I really had to know. And
like, you had to know what
I feel
hospital?
Like I know you. Like, we've been best friends for life now because I know all the things about you. I didn't need to know the hospital, but I mean, if you want to let me know, that's why.
Sequoia Hospital.
Actually, it was perfect.
I think it was Meadowlands, but
did you Raven? Did you text her? You're like, our astrologer needs to know.
I asked her info. for her birthday, and then she told me where she was born, and I was like, okay, never mind. Like, what year were you born? Because I forget. I know you were born on my brother's birthday, but I forgot your year. So I was like, what's your year? And you're like, Sea Caucus. So like, okay.
No, excuse me. What does this mean?
I wasn't really.
You weren't with it. I get it. It's okay.
I was with Tyler's family all weekend. I wasn't really like, when you're with a lot of kids, your attention, and I have
your
really bad,
yeah,
I have really bad ADD. So the kids, really, I was playing tag for 5 hours.
In
that's
your time.
Why I have sunburn.
Yeah.
And also, they made me play shark in the pool for 7 hours.
She's delaying.
You were drinking heavily. You can be honest.
Oh no! Always.
I'm just kidding.
Oh no! Kidding. Not with the kids around. I mean, once
you're
the
like,
kids left.
There are a lot of kids.
Once the
kids left, I was like, Casamigos, here we come.
Here we come.
Okay, tell us more about Alexis.
Are you scared?
No.
Okay. Okay. So Alexis, you are an Aries, which you know,
yes,
obviously, because you have your tattoo. You love the color red, which you didn't know until now, but like you're just channeling it so hard that, you know, it's already there. So you're a leader. You're a trailblazer. You're not afraid to say what's on your mind, clearly. We already know about, you know.
I just spoke about my nipples.
Exactly. Yeah. So like you're not afraid of those things. You're not fire signs are really about like doing, energy, action. They don't spend a lot of time in their emotions. Like, you're emotional and you have emotions, obviously, but like you don't really spend a lot of time in them. Like, you'll process it and then you move on and you usually spring into action.
That's so crazy because Raven and I were talking about internet trolls, mm-hmm. and Raven was upset about it for something like stupid.
A month ago.
And I was like, Raven, just like, who cares? But I do. I'll read like a comment and it'll get to me. But then 20 minutes later, I'm over it. Like, it just, like, I'll literally cry.
Yeah. You feel it.
I feel it. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't really pay attention that much.
Yeah.
But should I?
No, don't be who you are.
Yeah, that's who I am.
Like, you are who you're supposed to be. everybody has like positive and negative things about them. So like for an Aries, like the positive side is that you can like push a project forward. You make things happen. You are always like passionate about what you want to do. You inspire other people to also move forward with their goals. And if you're like leading an organization, like people are going to follow you. They're going to do whatever you say because you have such enthusiasm and a way to just know what needs to happen next as a leader. And then it happens. So like with your hoop line, you're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. That is such a good career for an Aries. Oh, yeah. Because you – it's fashion. So like you're into it. It's kind of sexy. And it's also like
– confident bitches.
Yes. And you able to do what you want to do by yourself. Aries really need to
– be their own boss.
Yeah. They really do. They really do.
I can't.
And God bless an Aries that doesn't because that takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I can. I literally had two internships in college and I was like, fuck this shit.
You're like, I can't do this. No. This is terrible.
I don't want to be here at 7:15, so fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, but don't feel bad because that's...
I had to get the credit, so I had to come in. But like, I knew in the long run I was going to do something that I was going to be able to control and like have power over. I can wake up at 2:00 in the afternoon and nobody's yelling at me.
Yeah.
So
good for you because that's what you're meant to do.
Tyler's yelling at me because he's like, oh, it's good morning. I'm like, shut up.
Well, and Aries has to be on their own time clock.
Yeah.
Probably a talk y'all should have to. Because if not, you're going to get really annoyed with that because you are independent. Like, you can't be – because, okay,
can't be tamed.
You might not get up early, but, like, you're going to work your butt off, like, from, like, 3 to, like, you know, 1 in the morning. Like, that might be when you work harder than anybody else. Yeah. You might get more done.
I literally tell Tyler, I'm like, you wake up at 6 a.m., you bust your ass in the morning. I wake up whenever the fuck I want, and I bust my ass till 3 a.m. And, like, that – but I'm still doing the work. Mm-hmm. We just have two different schedules, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But we still, like, make time for, you know, the – bun in the oven.
The other fire activities.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
The bun in the oven.
See,
am
Aries,
I the oven?
Does that mean being pregnant?
You are. It does mean pregnant. Are you trying to announce something, Alexis?
No, I'm thinking of just sliding a hot dog in a bun.
Oh my God.
I understood. That's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a bun in the oven means you're pregnant.
Yeah, you just spoke that into the universe. So
you
here
did.
We go.
So be careful. Anyway.
No, I'm on birth control. And shit, I didn't take my pill today, so might as well do it on air.
Yeah, I go.
Wow.
For it. Go for
okay.
It.
I might be too.
This could have been divine intervention right here.
Okay, keep going.
Take your birth control with a shot of tequila.
Oh my. Right. What is? No, what a day. Too. What a day, you guys. So yeah, so it's interesting, though, that you guys have the friendship that you have because you're both fire signs. So that means you guys have a really common way of, like, going about the world, understanding things. You kind of think about things in a similar fashion. Like, you might not be alike in every way because there are a lot of differences. Like, you express yourselves differently. But you have, like, a common understanding.
Right.
Like, you're both fire. Like, you get – when she gets – amped about something and she's like, I'm gonna do this. You're like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, do it. And then same with the other. Like when you're like, I feel really passionate about this because Leos feel more passionate internally. You're the first sign. It's a one energy. So it's like independent, moving forward, make it happen. Do it now, ask later. And then Leo's like the sun and it's the same energy, equally powerful, but it's like you also want to shine on everybody. So you're like, okay, I have a lot of love in my heart. And like, how can I do what I want to do? But I need to make sure everything is the way it needs to be first. And I need to do it this other way. Yeah. So it's like similar energy, but expressed really differently.
Yeah.
But you can like understand each other, which is cool.
No, that's crazy. Because even when Raven and I are in a group of friends, we're always on the same page.
Really? Yeah.
If we're like in a group of
20 people,
20 girls.
Yeah.
Me, Raven and I are always on the same page.
Okay. So from a fan perspective, can we get like an insider example?
For example,
I mean, just being in the Bachelor Mansion, we are always like
together,
playing we games. Gravitated towards each other. Oh. And then like things that would go on, we were on the same page.
Yeah. Or like
that was weird. Yeah. That was really weird. That was not okay. Yeah. That was not okay.
Like you saw
it
the same way.
Oh, that was really awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So because you guys are like the same element, typically y'all are going to like see eye to eye on things. Do you guys like, have you seen this to be true in your life? Have y'all ever been like in a situation where you totally are just like on the same page?
Well, we did Coachella with Revolve, mm-hmm. like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. First and last time.
Yeah, first and last.
We both agree on that.
Yeah, 100%.
It was just me.
It was the best of times and it was the worst of times.
It was just very influencery, if that's a word. It's not a word, but I just made it up.
She made one. She's an Aries.
It is a word. It was just, I wanted to party and have fun.
And that I thought that's what we were doing there.
But it's like not. LA. Who are you? How many followers do you have?
I don't speak to you. I don't talk to you.
Yeah, like if you don't have like a million followers, then like who gives a fuck about you?
Like they didn't talk to you? They were like rude?
No. Like
these influencer people are rude?
They're not rude. They're just like not engaging. And it's just like I wanted to go to the bar and take a tequila shot. And like it was just, oh, who are you? Like what? How many followers? Like that's a fucking question.
They asked.
And I'm just like, and then I would be sitting I would be getting my hair and makeup done by, because Revolve, like, you know, they have all the perks. So I would get my hair and makeup done in the morning sitting next to a girl that like has like 5 million followers. And I was just like, oh, my God, like I'm so excited for Coachella. Like, you know, just like I could talk to a fucking wall.
Yeah.
She was a wall. She legit had no personality. And I was like, just so, like,
shocked
because I followed her and I thought she was so cool. And
never meet your heroes.
Yeah, I will never meet Britney Spears.
That's true.
But
for a second, I thought it was Britney Spears. Then I was like, no, she's just talking about her.
No, not you, Britney. But Britney Spears.
The other one. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, but Raven and I were just like, like even at Coachella, we were like, this is not what it's all hyped up to be. It's all about photo ops and just. It was just not what I would do again. It was a one-time thing.
Yeah, one and done.
Yeah. But that's an example of when we were together. When we were around, like, there was, like, about 100 influencers there.
And our friends, too.
But
we were like, bro.
We would just look at each other and we would just be like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
You're like, this is terrible.
This is not for me. Because I'm like, I want to have fun. I want to dance. Yeah, like, I don't want to really talk when I'm drunk.
But let's just say, like.
Or someone asks you, how many followers do you have?
The owners and the people that run Revolve are amazing.
Oh, I love Gilly. Shout out to Gilly. He's the best.
Shout out to Gilly.
No, everybody that works for Revolve are amazing. They're the sweetest people.
Kindest, nicest. Friendliest, take care of, like, the nicest human beings.
The owner of Revolve, like, I had, like, a 20-minute conversation with, and I was like, this guy is fucking amazing.
This is when I knew the owners of Revolve were, like, really good people, is because I think Gilly, like, said, you need to get the Bachelor girls here. And then we came, and then, like, he introduced us to the owners and stuff. And then when we were in the Coachella crowd, like, with hundreds and hundreds of people, the owner said, hi. He saw us and said hello to us. And
meanwhile,
was like, how are you having a good time? Blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, oh, he really, like, we're just one of millions of influencers that want to be here. And he took his time to say hello to us in a crowd, you know? So I thought that was, like, really special.
And that's Gilly really nice. Literally that's really also nice. Invited us because we're, like, so much fun.
Yeah, and he loves to have a party.
Yeah.
And anyway, back to astrology.
Sorry. Well, I just wanted to give you an example of, like, Raven and I.
He's not.
His wife's
not.
Oh, does he have a wife?
No, he's not married.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
We'll talk later.
It's the Virgo and me. Yeah, y'all are like, oh, God. Ooh, ouch.
No.
So,
yeah.
I love him, though.
I love Gilly. Okay,
but that's
sorry.
Cool. So, like, okay. So from the outside looking in, like, I listen to y'all's podcasts, and I love you guys, and you guys are so awesome. And it's cool to hear about things like that because, like, you know, you don't know, like, what goes on at those influencer events. You can imagine. Like, I would imagine that, like, I'm not surprised that that's what happened. But, like, I can also see because you guys are both fire, but you're also really down to earth and cool people. So it would be hilarious to, like, just be, like, a fly on the wall. Listening to you guys candidly talk about that. Because, like, I'm sure it was, like, really weird.
I swear the owner, or Gilly, who's, like, in charge of all the influencers, he only invites us because we hang out with him. Yeah. Like, we're only
in the
end.
Well, y'all are, like, genuinely
because,
nice people who happen to also be influencers who are doing,
yeah, we hang out.
Well, also, we're really fucking fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Like, Gilly was like, you better come to Revolve Vegas. And it's only because, like, I party, but not because, like, I have a lot of followers.
Yeah, same. Anywho, sorry. Off track.
No, that was
interesting. We're so obsessed with Gilly. We just want to.
We're going to take it in. That was interesting. So,
what else do you have in your bag?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So, this might be controversial, but do you guys have any, like, do y'all ever have any clashes that you need help with now? Because astrologically, when I did y'all's thing, it was like, okay, so much positive, but then also you guys are very, you're so similar that it's like, you know when like you're so alike with someone that you could also like have an argument about something because you're just so alike? Has it ever happened to you guys?
I'm really trying to think, and I just...
That's so cute. I don't think we ever if it hasn't, that's so cute.
Because I don't think we're that much alike. Do you?
I think we are like a yin and a yang kind of.
Yeah.
And we're not so much alike where we're
butting
heads. But
we have the same values, morals.
Yeah.
We're both Christian, right? Am I a Christian or a Catholic?
You're a Christian.
Okay.
Well, then maybe I shouldn't bring the tarot cards out.
No, but we are.
I was also raised Catholic.
We're very similar. That's all out. I think we have a great relationship where we push each other rather than bring each other down.
For sure.
That's so nice.
You know?
Yeah, that's so nice.
And I don't know what I would do without her.
Yeah, same. So, I don't know what I'd do. So, I think we're...
I don't know what I would do.
I think aww. We're...
Who would I call 15 times a day? My sister? No? Fuck that bitch. No, I'm kidding. I love you, sister.
Love you, Nikki.
Love you, Nikki.
I think, too, maybe in the future... I also am a firm believer if you don't have fights or disagreements with your friends, you're not truly friends because you're not getting out things. But I don't think we've gotten there yet with any, like, there's nothing we would argue about at this point.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
I hope we don't get to that point.
I hope we don't either. But if we do, it's fine with me because
we know we'll get over it.
Exactly.
Like, Beba's one of my best friends.
So sweet.
Since forever, we've never had a fight. And if we did, we like, I'm like, fuck you,
crushed
bitch.
Yeah.
And we get over it in 2 minutes. And I feel like Raven's like my Beba in Dallas. Cause
I'm the Arkansas version of Beba
yeah.
in Dallas.
Beba's just like has been my best friend like since I was little. So Raven, Raven, you're my own.
I get it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what else do you have in your bag?
So many things. It depends on what you want.
Everything.
What is your energy leading you to?
Well, okay, so I wouldn't mind bringing out the tarot cards. So during the, you know, I don't have to.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I literally don't
some people
care.
Do think it's like a little bit strange, but honestly, you guys, I just think it's so interesting.
Remember when Danielle Maltby had tarot cards and she said that it was going to get bad?
I never do like bad readings. Like that's like,
no, we
nobody
were,
needs that energy.
We were at, we were filming Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise, and she was doing everyone's tarot cards. Who's and that? She was like, she's one of the cast members and she was doing tarot cards and she was like, this says it's like going to end. We're all going to leave. And then we really did have a scandal. Remember this?
Oh my God. No, I don't remember. I don't think I was around.
I think you were taking tequila shots.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I was just like.
That'll do it.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
You had to prioritize.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, so during like the time of, you know, quarantine, social distancing, all that, I've just taken up tarot card reading. You know, you got to have a hobby.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine is to juggle, to learn how to juggle.
Shut up.
It's not working out too well.
Go to her Instagram stories for her juggling highlight.
No. I haven't, like, I'm not ready for.
What have you tried to juggle, though?
Just, like, lemons.
That's a good place to start. It's, like, you know, harmless.
I just really want to learn something. Okay, Raven's going first, and she is going to get a reading on.
Dang, Raven?
Her career.
Please tell me everything good, bad, and ugly because if you tell me like Grace Wade is going to blow up in flames, like I'll move on to the next. So just tell me like what I need to do.
Okay. So nothing is going to blow up in flames. So like I just said, I have gotten pretty good at this over the quarantine time situation,
yeah,
just staying at home. I have. And like I've done it for a lot of friends. So I feel like fairly confident. And what you got was so positive. Oh, okay. Great. So we have for you Knight of Wands, King of Pentacles, and Queen of Wands. So your energy is, okay, King of Pentacles is like money, money, money. Okay?
Yes, mm-hmm. I love it.
The Knight of Wands. So wands are like, that's like when you have potential. Mm-hmm. So it's like the energy of fire, actually. So it could also represent your energy. But it's a knight on a horse, like moving forward, right? Going towards something.
Yeah.
So you haven't really opened up about what you're going towards right now. But whatever's in your mind when I say going towards something, mm-hmm. like your goal, mm-hmm. whatever that might be right now.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything in mind? Do you want to share?
I'm doing a few things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just wonder mm-hmm. if it's a future thing or a current thing.
Whatever you're thinking of, whatever, what's ever in your energy the most is okay. usually what, like, any sort of, like, it's divination picks up on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So whatever's, like, the most, I don't know. It's usually the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing, like, new things with the store and, like, trying different avenues with that. And, like, you know, I'm a jack of all trades and I'm, like, just dabbling in a little bit of everything.
And it can also be your energy, right? So, like, yeah. You're represented as the Knight of Wands. So whatever it is that you truly choose to move into, right? You're going to come into this King of Pentacles energy.
Yes.
And that's like, pentacles are money. So you're going to be, you know, in the money. So Adam will be happy about this. Good. But let him know.
Good. Okay, cool.
A big bag of money is coming your way.
Love it.
For both of you guys.
And I'll be waiting. Until then, I'll be waiting.
Well, I mean, it's not going to take long. Knights move quickly.
Ooh.
So this is like coming in the next, I'd say, like, month and a half.
Oh, dang.
So just get ready for the money. Let it flow in.
Okay.
And then after that, you're going to turn into the Queen of Wands. So the Queen is, like, a level up from the Knight. So that means you're going to then move on to something else. That's another thing
that's
with a lot of potential, though.
That's
what the wands are. So, like, you're building on your past things. You're going to be successful. You're going to build again, which is really cool. That's, like, how you build an empire.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's exciting.
That's exactly my plan.
Maybe that means our podcast is going to be an Eat People's Choice Award.
That could be true.
I'm hoping that's what it relates to. That sounds good.
We are recording the podcast.
Oh, my God. Am I going to do love?
We're going to find whatever you want to do. Okay. You tell me.
Let's do love. Because if I wasted 3 years of my fucking life with this guy, Tyler Fernandez, I need to know right fucking now.
If you guys don't invite me to the People's Choice thing, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, you'll be there.
Isn't that part of, like, don't they invite you as part of the thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I already have my speech. Yes. When I go up there, I'm going to be like, thank you to my producer, Kevin. Oh. We wouldn't know what we would do without you. Yeah.
Love that.
I already have it. I'm going to grab the microphone before we
absolutely.
Begin.
Absolutely.
And I'll be like, and then the time's gonna go up, and Raven's gonna be like, thank you guys so much. And I'll be like, thank you.
And then you're gonna grab
and that would
the
be so you guys.
Yes.
Oh no, I feel like her face is not happy.
She's just trying to figure
it
out.
Some things. Okay. I'm figuring
it out. She's figuring it out.
No, it doesn't mean it's never bad. And by the way, with tarot, it's just like a way to read the current energy. You can always change it based on your actions and decisions. It's not like a, you know, an outcome that's okay. So good. Okay. I feel better though. I did get scared for a minute, but we're good now. We're all good. Okay. So here's what we have. It's actually a really cool reading.
I'm scared.
So for your relationship, you first have Ace of Cups, and aces, like, you know, aces are like, that's the best. It's like, and cups, that is like your cup runneth over. Like, look at the water coming out of the cup. So it's like you have so much, like, possibility with this relationship.
Yes.
It's like a lot of good energy. Like, it could be anything, all right? Like, it feels very, like, makes you feel alive.
Yeah.
And then we have the Tower. So the Tower could be good or bad. The Tower just so there's someone, like, falling out of the Tower. There's lightning. Right? Well, and so it can be good or bad. The Tower means a big change. So it could be, like, a good change. Like, it could be, like, pregnancy, marriage.
Proposal.
Something major. Breakup. It could be anything. But it's, like, a big, like, a Tower moment is a life-changing event. So there's something big that's going to happen in y'all's relationship the next, like, 6 months or so.
Well, there is a bun in the oven, so.
You heard it here first. It could even be a bun in the oven, for real. Yeah, for real. Which creates this change, which is the Seven of Cups, and the change creates a lot of choices. So you see all the little cups. So then you have a choice. It's like you can choose anything you want. You can do with this moment, and we don't know what the moment is.
Let's just say it's an engagement, and then the changes is if we want a dog, if house. We want a house,
yeah, it's like
where
a lot
we
want
to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I'm just making that in my head.
No, well, I was thinking that.
And then the star card is your outcome. And come on, that's a wish fulfillment.
Dreams coming true.
The star.
Dreams come true.
Things coming true. Following your star. Finding your way to your dream come true. So whatever happens.
Why does he have no pants on?
No, because when you're happy, you should know. You were the one talking, you know.
You could just get naked.
You're happy. Yeah, this is happiness.
Can I just touch it for good luck?
It's wishing upon a star and getting your wish. It's a wish fulfillment card.
It's a woman.
Yeah. She looks so disappointed.
It does look like a man from here.
Yeah, no, it has.
Oh, boobs. Yeah, you're right.
Depending
yeah.
on who you are, it can be either. So it's like.
So the it's star. A good,
but it's a positive outcome overall. But there are going to be a lot of a lot of energy and things happening. So there's going to be a big change. We don't know what that is. Possibility, opportunity, huge change, lots of choices. But ultimately.
It's going to lead you to your wish dream fulfillment.
That's so good.
So the ending is happy and
mm-hmm.
positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just rub this on my vagina.
Good. Do it. Oh.
And on my nipples and on my heart so that it comes true.
You know, I have to use these cards, okay?
And so.
Here, spray it.
Spray
it with your hand sanitizer.
Brittany's like, just keep it.
We're all friends here.
No, just put hand sanitizer on it.
If it was like tennis swords, I'd be like, keep it. But like, you know, it's the wish. I got to keep it. No, I'm kidding. So it's.
I mean, I'm going to say.
No. Come on.
Not really hand sanitizing because you don't know where my vagina has been.
And don't ruin your hands. Like,
Raven, she's actually sanitizing it.
Well, it was dancing earlier, so.
It was.
But the thing is, not to toot my own horn with this, but I will say I did predict a breakup just the other day. So don't think that this is fake because, you really are going to get your wish fulfillment. You really are going to be successful in career.
Yeah.
I've been known to predict. So. You know, you guys are both in your fire vibes and just move forward with confidence because you're in a good place. You're both in a good place.
What else is in that bag?
Thank goodness.
What you got in that bag?
Oh, gosh. I have spirit animal cards. I have gifts for you guys.
Stop.
It's like the Barney bag. That's probably dated because y'all are younger than me. Do you guys know what the Barney bag is? Do you remember? I love it. I knew it. I knew it before I said it.
I know Barney the purple dinosaur.
Just out of curiosity, do you have some of the scary cards? Are they still in that deck? Like death and that kind of stuff?
No, we don't want that, Kevin.
I know. I'm just curious.
Ten of swords, death. Oh, yeah. No, there are a lot of scary cards, but they both got good ones.
Good.
Do you want a scary one?
No. I was just curious if you had the full spectrum.
I do. Luckily, your future's bright. So
yay.
So you get the dragonfly, and then you get the hummingbird. And I know this is cheesy, but...
No, it's not cheesy at all.
I have my spirit animal cards, and I always do a little thing for people. I've started doing that for a bit. Everyone comes to my show, and I go in on their shows and talk to you because it's just you can feel people's energy.
Green is also my color too.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
meant to be.
Green, blue, and actually every color of the rainbow I look good in. So weird.
So the spirit animals are meant to remind you of what you. Should be tapping into right now, what's for your highest good. Raven, you have the hummingbird because the hummingbird is about speaking your truth, sharing your message. It's talking about basically the beauty of what it is in your heart that you have to share with the world. Aww. And so it's just an affirmation of that and that's your purpose. And I feel that color will look good on you too.
I love it.
And then the dragonfly for you, it's just about shining your light and continuing to be bright. A dragonfly is a symbol of being creative, flying free, feeling free.
That's so you.
So continue to be free. And that's, I don't know. I did a little card reading earlier before I came here and y'all both got these are the animals that came out for you. So I brought the necklaces to go along with it.
That is so sweet. I love it. I love you. I want to put you in my pocket and bring you everywhere and just know what's going to happen in my life at all times.
I feel that would be really entertaining.
No, also, I don't want to know the dark stuff. I just want to know just right now.
So do you know what I do as a tarot reader, a newbie person who just learned this over quarantine?
Yeah.
As something to do. Whenever I get a dark card, I just pull a clarifier and I just keep clarifying until I get an answer. Cause I would never give a bad reading.
Yeah.
That's sad. There's always a solution, right?
I agree. Yeah. And I feel bad things grow you, you know?
They do.
It can turn you into, you know, mm-hmm. you gotta turn a negative into a positive and mm-hmm. bad things ultimately can come out to a good thing.
You know who said that?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
His dad. Michael Jordan.
Was it those exact
he
words?
Always comes up one way or another.
Oh, are you kidding
I
me?
I love Michael Jordan and I love
it's
Kobe Bryant.
It's my Michael Jordan energy.
And I love Britney Spears. But Michael Jordan said that he always turns a negative into a positive. And after watching The Last Dance, I always...
You were inspired.
I was inspired. I try to switch my mindset every time it's negative and turn it into a positive.
I agree.
And with that note, I think we are...
Done?
Done?
Wow. Brittany, thank you so
Brittany,
much for
thank
coming.
Thank you so much. You are amazing. You are our
dream. We can't wait to be on your podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait to have you on because I am going to ask you
getting the nitty-gritty?
A ton of questions.
Can't wait.
Be ready.
I love it.
Like what kind of
also
questions?
Be afraid.
Also be afraid. Be ready afraid.
Well, I want to check in on your relationships. I also need to check back in on you and Adam.
Yeah.
Because we learned a lot about you guys back
oh my gosh,
in December,
yeah.
whenever that was that I came
Brittany
on.
Knows it's better that you're here than Adam.
I don't know how it's going.
She knows this.
I would never say that. Please please don't take a
break. We got into a fight when Brittany was here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's just, he was exhausted.
There was a thing.
Kevin's like, yeah, I remember.
Kevin was
that
here.
Now.
He knows.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wrote on the comments in the podcast, bring Adam back. Alexis is so obnoxious and annoying. And I was like, you know what, bitch? I'm still here.
Maybe
so.
Adam wrote that himself.
Under like, a false name.
It probably was.
Let's just no, all agree.
When you see Adam next, be like, I know what you did.
No, but does he really miss it or he really doesn't?
No. He does not miss it. No.
Because sometimes I think like maybe he's looking at
me. He did in the
me.
Beginning. He was kind of like sad in the beginning. He regretted saying he didn't want to do it because he had FOMO.
Yeah.
He had FOMO. And he like, Brittany, he came here to like wish us well. And then I was like, okay, you can go. Thank you for your time. And he wasn't going. I was like, okay, goodbye. You know, and then he told me he kind of regretted it, but now he's like so on to something completely. I knew he was fine. This is what he wanted. He's so busy.
And girls' night is so much better than date night. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
It is.
Not really, but. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for our gifts.
Thank you guys
for
having
me.
I love you guys. Y'all are awesome.
Plug yourself one more time so everyone can know your information.
You can follow me at BZNTV, which is just BZENTV. It's the ABC talk show. And then Loveology coming soon on iHeart. So,
so exciting.
Keep an eye out. I'm excited.
Congrats.
Thanks, you guys. This was fun. This was a lot of fun.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much. We love you.
Love you.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.